Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good evening. And the day is July 16th, and the day is evening. God bless you. I normally give this word out to you early in the morning, but I had a busy day today as well. But I thank the good Lord that I can still get the word to you. Amen. I pray for Denise Giss, her mother, Shirley Willis, her brother, Elder Ronnie, Ayana in California. And I pray for those that are shut in and those that cannot get out. COVID is still very much. The new deviant is out there. Regardless if we had two shots or one shot, please protect yourself and trust in God. Amen. Amen. Today my word is about burdens cast on him. And coming from Psalms 55, chapter 55, verse 22. And it says, cast your burden on him. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. Amen. It is a heavy burden. Give it to God. It is your burden now, and it crushes you. But when the Lord takes it, he will make nothing of it. If you are called to bear it, he shall sustain you. You will be so upheld under it that the burden will be a blessing. Bring the Lord into the matter, and you will stand upright under that which in itself will bow you down. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that interruption of the music. You will be so upheld under it that the burden will be a blessing. Bring the Lord into the matter, and you will stand upright under which in itself will bow you down. What about the present moment? Are you going forth to this day's trial alone? Are your poor shoulders again to be galled with the oppressive load? Be not so foolish. Tell the Lord about your grief and leave it with him. Don't cast your burden down and then take it up again, but roll it on the Lord and leave it there. Then you will walk as a joyful and unburdened believer, singing the praises of the great burden barrier, and that is Christ himself. You can leave all your troubles, your tears, your worries, everything on the Lord. If you trust in him, you can go to him anytime with anything, whether it's overbearing or not. That is my word for today, this evening, Friday. Hope you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Keep God first in your life. Love someone and tell somebody about the good word, what God has done for you. Again, I am Sister Faye or Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And may God bless your household the weekend. Amen. Amen. I have another word of encouragement coming to you on Monday. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Amen.